A recent study of high school students around the world has ranked Germany 25th out of 32 countries tested. The results have caused an outcry in Germany, where the public education system has long been regarded as a global model. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin that more and more education specialists are now calling for reform.
Germany's school system dates back to the rule of Otto von Bismarck. Over time, that system developed into one of the best in the world. Post-colonial societies in Asia and Africa adopted the strict gymnasium model, and German high schools churned out some of the finest thinkers, craftsmen, and scientists in the world. That was then. This is now.
This is, to some extent, a myth.
Petra Stanat works for the Max Planck Institute in Berlin. In the summer of 2000, she was charged with the task of administering an exam to selected German high school students. The test was prepared by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development for 260,000 students in 32 countries. The subjects covered were math, science, and reading. And when the results came out last month, they may have awakened Chancellor Bismarck from the dead.
Our highest performing students and the lowest performing students, the gap between those two groups is larger than in any other country.
German students were ranked lower than students in 25 other developed countries, including the United States. And that result is now echoing around the halls of the German Education Ministry, where Minister Edelgard Buhlmann holds court.
We very clearly have problems in Germany. This doesn't mean that we don't have very intelligent people.
The students at Berlin's John Lennon High School are doing well, but see the flaws in the German education system.
Sometimes it's just too specific. Sometimes you get lost in all the details.
First of all, we should be taught to think by ourselves more than we actually do. We get told a lot what we have to do.
Nobody really pushes you to do anything if you don't want to. Like, if you don't want to, well, then you're going to be kicked out of school.
John Lennon High School is a state-funded gymnasium. It's the top tier of Germany's three-tier system. Up until the age of 10 or 11, all children attend elementary school together. But by the time they're ready for the fifth grade, the students are sorted by ability. The weaker ones go to the Hauptschule, or remedial schools with vocational training. The mid-level kids go to the Realschule. It's a mixture of vocational training and basic education. The best students are sent to the gymnasium, like the John Lennon School. These are the schools that prepare students for university, and the gymnasiums receive the bulk of federal funding. Eva Maria Stange, who's the head of the German Teachers Union, says that system is fundamentally unequal.
Dieses System arbeitet auch noch so wie vor 100 Jahren.
This system is the same one we had 100 years ago. And maybe 100 years ago it worked. But today, all it does is reinforce the social hierarchy.
Stange opposes tracking students into separate schools based on their perceived potential at the age of 10. But the tracking of students isn't the only problem. Germany has a fast-growing population of immigrants. And Petra Stanat, who analyzed the test results, says the schools haven't absorbed them properly.
We do find that our immigrant students do not perform as well as they do in other countries, and we need to do more about providing these students with language skills to make sure that they perform better in school.
The children in this kindergarten class were all born to immigrant parents. For most of them, their only exposure to German is at school. And it helps to explain why only 10% of non-ethnic Germans go on to the first-tier gymnasium. According to Petra Stanart, elementary schools aren't properly funded, so kids who don't go on to the higher-tier schools, like the gymnasium, get shortchanged.
We spend a lot of money on our highest-level schooling, the gymnasium, whereas compared to other countries, we spend relatively little money on the elementary schools. And I think that's part of the problem. We have a deficit in making sure that when children are split up into these three different school levels, that they have the basics.
Germany's education minister, Edelgard Buhlmann, will soon travel to the United States and Canada to find out how Germany can reform its system.
Now we have it clearly on the table that there are problems, and nobody can say, I don't know anything about it, and it's not true.
And now that the problem's been acknowledged, Buhlmann's hoping to reform the old Bismarck-era system. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.